This is Jedi Insights, brought to you by the Arcane Jedi Templar, or Anchor Radio, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcast. Hey everybody, it's your host, MJ Hannigan. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day here in Wichita. It is miserable and raining and storming, so I am absolutely loving taking a little bit of downtime, dragging my feet, and decided I'd record a podcast before going to the gym, because recording podcasts after the gym when I have pre-workout is usually not the best approach. But in any event, today's episode is kind of a cross. It is a Jedi Insights episode. We're going to talk about a fun Star Wars quote, and we're going to mix it with some Stoic quotes, you know, kind of back it up. And it's also a Sigma Jedi episode in a roundabout way. The quote is pretty much simple. Obi-Wan and Anakin are sitting there talking. Anakin's kind of upset that he is on the council, but he's not a master. And Obi-Wan's giving him the pep speech. We all saw it in the movies, but the book is so much better. In the book, Obi-Wan tells Anakin, how can you expect to become a master if you have not mastered yourself? Let's talk about Anakin. Let's talk about some of his character defects, which, in truth, I would say most of them are character assets, because it literally made Anakin one of the greatest Sigma Jedi. And the weird part about it is Anakin's version of being a Jedi Knight was actually the exact thing that Luke built the new Jedi Order into. We're not talking about the Disney canon, we're talking about the old school, we're talking about the EU. Luke built his order literally off of his father's character defects. How was Anakin not a master of himself? That's a great question, right? Let's start with that. Anakin was known, and we'll talk about the Jedi Order, what they saw as character assets. Anakin was drawn in the Force. Anakin was a natural leader. Anakin did the job that needed to be done. Whatever the council put in front of him, Anakin accomplished. Now, the defects. The reasons why they would never make Anakin Skywalker a Jedi Master comes in a later scene. It's in the book, and I think it might be in the edited version of Star Wars Episode 3, in a deleted footage, if you will. Obi-Wan's talking with Mace and Yoda, saying that, you know, Anakin's biggest character defects were his reliance on his friends, and that he would do anything for his friends, and the fact that he saved Obi-Wan X number of times, yada, yada, yada. You know, he would never sacrifice his friends to achieve his mission. He always found a way to do both, to save his friends and complete his missions. He never left anybody behind. He created bonds that were more important than the petty dogma of the old Jedi Order. Again, this is why the new Jedi Order was so much better, because Luke encouraged his knights to build bonds. Luke encouraged his knights to have creative thinking, to think outside the box. He encouraged his order to get married, find love, find happiness, have children. You know, that was all encouraged in Luke's Jedi Order, which is why it was definitely Sigma as fuck, especially compared to the Old Republic and Obi-Wan's generation. Now let's talk about that. All right. If you want to talk about self-mastery, conquering your inner demons, if you will, let's talk about three Stoic quotes that I personally thought was kind of insightful and kind of went with the topic. The first thing is, we suffer more in our imagination than we do in reality. This is factual. How many nights have you spent worrying about something? You know, what's going to happen at school the next day? What's going to happen at your job the next day? Because, you know, the other day you messed up and your boss wants to talk to you first thing in the morning. Same thing in school, you did something, your principal talked to you first thing in the morning, you know, whatever. We spent more time worrying about the petty shit. We spent more time being concerned over all the negative aspects of things. And In our head, we play that tape, and it's 1,000 times worse than it ever will be in reality. We need to stop worrying. We just literally stop making ourselves suffer. We need to, you know, experience the moment. You know, what happened yesterday, dude, that's behind us. It's gone. Learn the lessons of it and let it go. It's not worth, you know, trying to rewind the tape and keep playing it and hoping that something different is going to come about. You did what you did. People did what they did. You know, it's cool. It happens. Whatever. All right. We also cannot worry about the future. You know, what's going to happen is going to happen. There are things that we can do to put, you know, things in place. You know, this is what we would like to see happen for our future. So we're going to do X, Y, and Z to hope to make that happen. But do X, Y, and Z, yes. And if your goals are accomplished, great. More power to you. If they're not accomplished, okay, great. Figure out what the hell went wrong. You know, don't worry about the future. Don't think about it. Don't dwell upon it. It's not here. You know, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the present and be there. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Stress, worry, anxiety, whatever, that's not going to help the situation. In fact, it's going to make it 1,000 times worse. So again, get out of your head. Stop thinking about it. Stop worrying. Stop stressing, because it's not going to do anything good for you. It's going to put you in a bad mindset. It's going to drain your energy. And it could actually lead, if you spend more time worrying about the what ifs and the if onlys, you spend more time worrying about all this bad stuff out there that could happen to you, then you're going to put that energy out into the universe, and you very well could bring that bad stuff into your life. All right, next one, which I personally love, is you have power over yourself, not outside events. Remember this, and you will find strength. Recovery people will talk about this, and I'm not going to use the quote, but when you look at your situations in life, you know, your opportunities, your problems, your challenges, whatever, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, what of this is within my control? What can I do? All right. Next thing you have to ask yourself is, how much of the situation is outside of my control? If a situation is outside your control, don't waste time and energy on it. It's not worth it. You know, like, if I'm going to do a martial arts competition, you know, I'm old, probably not ever going to happen again, but let's say I'm going to do it. All right. So I'm going to do a competition. Let's say the competition is going to be in 3 months from now. All right. 3 months. I have 3 months to set up a fight camp. Cool. Not a problem. It's actually pretty simple. In fact, I still kind of train that way. But all right, I'm going to go and meet up. The person I'm going to face is person XYZ. All right, cool. I'm training for this person. I'm watching your footage. I'm paying attention to things. I'm working on my game plan. I'm hitting the weights. I'm hitting my cardio. I'm hitting my classes. I'm doing my other practice sessions. Like, I'm training hard. I'm ready to walk through this opponent, right? And next thing you know, last minute, you know, 12 weeks down the road, that person pulls out, so I have a different opponent. And I'm not quite prepared for that. You know, I'm physically prepared for all my techniques, but I'm not mentally prepared for this new opponent. Okay, cool. I can't control that. I can only control my own preparation. Same thing as, I cannot control what other people think about me. I cannot control what other people say about me. They're going to say what they're going to say. They're going to think what they're going to think. And that's really not my worry. The only caveat I actually put to that concept is, I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what people think about me. But I do kind of want to know who doesn't like me. And the reason why I want to know that is not to create any drama, because honestly, most people are really not worth that much time and effort. What I want to know is, if these people don't like me, then why are they following? You know, if these people do not like me, why do they still talk about me at social outings and events? You know, why? I don't want to waste energy. I don't want to invest in people that, don't like me. That's just stupid. I'd rather spend more of my time and effort invested in people that do like me. I'd rather invest in my friends than invest in people who don't like me. You know, it really is that simple. So, like, again, what people think, what people say, I don't care. I just want to know who. That way I know who to avoid. You know, I don't want to put any drama into my life. I don't want to, waste energy on people that are not worthy of my time and effort. There are a lot of things that are within our control. Like in my life right now, what is within my control is I get to control my income. That's a plus. I get to control my training. I get to control what I say and what I do here at Arcane Jedi Templar podcast. I get to run Jedi Roast Radio, but I let my hosts have free rein on whatever they want to talk about because it's their name and that's good. They're all doing a great job over there. I get to control who I talk to every day. I get to control who I offer assistance to, who I listen to, who I will give feedback to. I get to control who I go to the gym with and how I help to train them. You know, those are all things within my control. I can't control the weather. I cannot control what other people do. I can't control what my students do. I cannot control what my neighbors do. And like I said earlier, I cannot control what people are going to say about me. I cannot control what people are going to think about me. You know, and it really is unfortunate in a lot of ways. Like, I have been removed from one part of the Jedi Rose community for years now. And for some reason, I'm still a major part of their conversations at events. Like, really? You don't like me? Cool. You're not going to change my world, bro. You're just not. But why would you still talk about me? Why am I so important to you that you need to talk about me? You know, it doesn't make any sense. You know, and again, I do believe a part of that is that these individuals know that they can't control me. And they would, so what they are going to attempt to do, since they cannot control me, since they cannot control what the Arcane Jedi Order thinks about me, they cannot control what the people who follow this podcast or the people who follow Jedi Roast Radio think. They cannot control what happens in a Unified Jedi Facebook group. They are attempting to control other things in other ways. They're attempting to slander my name. Cool, you do you. They're attempting to slander over at Jedi Roast Radio. Cool, you do you. On pages that they control. And it's frustrating to them that the same people that they are saying this to are the same people over at the Unified Jedi group who are listening to the podcast, who are finding enjoyment out of it, who are finding benefit. You know, the people who listen to the podcast who are joining Arcane Jedi Order and saying, hey, you know what? I'm interested in this. Please tell me more. You know, I love the fact that I have that voice. I love that I have reach. Again, I cannot control what the haters are going to say, but what I can control is my message. I can control the lifestyle that I live and promote it to the best of my ability. That's what I can control. What outside people are going to say, what outside people are going to think, honestly, it's fine. You know, I don't expect everybody to love me. I don't expect everybody to like me. I don't even respect people to respect me. I just put out my message and see what happens. You know, through promoting my message, you know, from Knights of Awakening back in 2012, when I did a podcast with them, when that stint ended, I started Jedi Rose Radio. I have been consistently putting out my message since 2012. That message cannot be, you know, it's out there. If people are going to check it out, they're going to check it out. If they're not going to check it out, they're not going to check it out. But at least I had the courage or conviction to stand up and say, this is my thoughts. And I put it out there. Same thing here in Wichita, Kansas. You know, if anybody wants to come out to Wichita and hang out and train with me for a extend time, cool. You want to come out for a weekend, cool. You want to come out for a month, cool. I have the room in my house. It's not that big of a deal. Again, that's what I control, and that's what I'm about. Like, that's what I enjoy in this world. I enjoy the fact that I can put out my message. I can hopefully inspire people to be 1,000 times better than I am. And honestly, 1,000 times better than I ever hope I could be. You know, I'm good with that. I'm good with the fact, and this is actually a true story. I've mentioned this before on podcasts, and I'll say it again. When people start martial arts, when people start Jedi realism, when people start working with trainers, they always have this ingrained thinking that they can never be better than their teachers. And that is like the dumbest philosophy ever. Because the simple truth is, every teacher wants their students to be 1,000 times better than they are. And when I say teacher, let's talk about that for a second. I'm talking about people who I train with at the gym. You know, I'm talking about people who I train with within martial arts. I'm talking about anybody who listens to this podcast. My hope is that something I say on my podcast inspires people to be 1,000 times better. And hopefully that they do so much in their lives and accomplish so many great things. And if that happens, then I did my job. You know, I'm not trying to be better than anybody. I'm just trying to live my life and put out my message. And I'm totally cool with that. All right, the last concept to discuss is the universe is always changing. Our lives are what our thoughts make it. All right, life's gonna change. You might be a hero one day, a villain next, and back to being a hero. Your life aspects will change. You know, as you grow older, you grow more mature. What you want in life, the goals that you hope to accomplish, you know, it's going to change. And some changes are great. Some changes are not so good. Like when I moved back to Kansas and I had to kind of accept the fact I needed to grow up for a little bit. I needed to. Actually, it's funny, being in Kansas is kind of a fluke. I ended up being back in Kansas, you know, due to the COVID lockdowns. I literally got stuck here. So, you know, I embraced it and I moved back into my life. You know, I moved back into my house. You know, there are people who didn't even know I had a house. That's kind of funny. I worked on developing a different type of relationship with Jennifer. You know, like, it's been an interesting concept. I worked on creating my life out here and enjoying every minute of it. You know, what I do out here, I go to the gym, I do my job every now and again. I hit meetings, I help people, I do a lot of things. Like, I am honestly very busy from wake up to bed. You know, like, I sleep. Maybe 4 hours a day, some days a little bit more, some days a little bit less. But you know, that's what I do. This is my life. This is what I attempt to accomplish. You know, I don't sit here on social media all day on groups just bashing people and bashing their ideals. You know, if you live your life, cool, you do you. In Jedi realism, you know, we are, in a lot of ways, we are built like the Christian church. We have a lot of denominations. We have a lot of actual, okay, we have a lot of Facebook groups, and Facebook groups are just Facebook groups. We have a couple legal organizations, or entities, I guess is the right term. You know, and some people are striving to get their paperwork in to make their own group a legal entity. And for the ones that do that, great. I'm so glad you're out there. I'm so glad you're doing it because that's a great thing. You know, it's actually really cool that to date, as far as I know, I am one of the first people to perform an actual Jedi wedding service. When I performed a wedding for Alan and Nikki, I did it under Arcanea Jedi Order. That is the organization that is on the marriage certificate. And I am listed as the Jedi Priest of that organization. If I am wrong, if I did not do the first actual legal wedding service, again, we're going to use the word legal wedding service. If I'm wrong about that, somebody please send me a comment. Send me an email with a picture of a wedding certificate. I'd love to see it because that way, when I tell that story again, I can tell who the first person actually was and I can correct that story. I would love to do that. Now, there was one person who did a wedding service at a Jedi gathering, and it was kind of silly because the people that they did the wedding service for were already legally married for a year or two before that happened. So it's kind of like a huge waste and a huge pomp and ceremony kind of thing. It was a really stupid idea, and unfortunately, we have those. It is what it is. But again, things are going to change. Life is not going to remain stagnant. You're going to grow, you're going to learn, and you're going to experience life. Some of those lessons are awesome and they fill your heart with joy. Other lessons that you learn are going to be heartbreaking. You're going to have breakups with relationships. You're going to have breakups with friends. You're going to have friends who pass away of natural causes. You're going to have friends who pass away from accidents. You're going to have friends who pass away, due to fentanyl overdose. And those lessons are going to fucking suck. They're not going to be fun. They're not going to be joyful experiences, but they are what they are. So acknowledge that life, the universe is always going to change around us. And the only thing of this whole world that we have any control over are our thoughts. The way we see things, you can let a negative situation beat you down to the damn curb, or you can say, you know what? I've been to this negative situation and yeah, it hurt. Yes, I suffered because of it. However, I'm going to take those lessons and I'm going to apply it to my life, and I'm not going to allow, that hurt or that heartache to damage me and make me a colder person. All right. As always, I think we're going to end this episode for now. But as always, guys, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. It means a lot. And, if you give us a like or a follow over at Spotify, it'll help us break the algorithm and open up to other markets. And I definitely appreciate that. And also, like I mentioned, if you get bored, go on Tubi, check out the American Jedi documentary. It's a fun documentary. It's about some awesome people and some true leaders within the Jedi Realist community who have done more than anybody could just posting on a Facebook group. All right, buddy. Thanks for listening. Love and light. This is Hannigan. I'm out.